Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Good afternoon and happy day to you. And a lot of us love our dose of comedy. And we have seen all the greats. And one of the greats, I think, is Jim Gaffigan. He does this bit saying, hey, you want to go get some donuts? And the other guy says, well, no, I'm not hungry. He says, well, what does that have to do with anything? And it's kind of an interesting thing because, you know, first of all, there's always room for donuts. Let's just clarify that. But the other person says, well, let's clarify, Reyna, what are you talking about? You have a federal retirement show. What are you getting at? How is that a comparison? Well, somebody says, well, I got to burn on my sick leave. The guy says, well, I'm not sick. What does that have to do with it? So that's the comparison, because if you have sick leave and you aren't sick, which is the goal, well done. You have done a great job with your health, but you've got a ton of racked up sick leave. You've heard it. You'll continue to hear it. Burn up your sick leave before you retire as much as possible so you can retire with a zero balance because of how it pays you. I'll get into the numbers here in a second, but people say, well, I'm not sick. What do you mean? I'm not an advocate for calling in. I'm not here to say call in and fake sick. I'm not a proponent for that, nor have I ever encouraged that, nor will I. But, however, what I do encourage, schedule your stuff. Schedule your appointments, right? Most of y'all, my federal and postal employees, you have a PPO, a preferred provider organization, which means that you don't need referrals to go see specialists. And how many doggone types of specialists are there? You got cardiology, pulmonology, podiatry, dermatology, ophthalmology, psychiatry, and psychology. Let's just leave that one there for a second and let it hang and just say the word mental health day, which is three words, but you get my point. So schedule your stuff, schedule these appointments. You can schedule a meeting with any type of ologist without the need for, without a doctor's note, right? But that gets you your doctor's note. That's what's crazy. Under 3 days, we know you don't really need a doctor's note. It's self-proving and all of those things. Get scheduled. Go see the specialists. I went to dermatology and they're like, hey, you've got this thing on your back. We got to freeze it off or whatever. I only went to get my husband to go, and I'm in my 40s. So just imagine what can be found. Now, I don't want you to find stuff. I don't want you to see problems. But if there's something looming, let's get it found sooner than later in terms of health for sure. Let's check that puppy off and be sure that you are squeaky clean, good to go before you step on out of here. I've had conversations with people who say, yeah, I'm going to retire and then get LASIK surgery. I'm like, you got 1,000 hours of sick leave. Use it for the LASIK. Wouldn't it? And heaven forbid, you're the one in a zillion that has the complication in the surgery. You've got these 1,000 hours. You can be paid your full 100% salary while you're out on leave. What are all the good things about taking leave? Number one, well, actually, let's do the math for a second. Let's say my salary is 100 grand a year. People say, but Reyna, don't they pay me in retirement? Yeah, they do. But it's 1% or 1.1 FERS for your pension calculation. So let's say my salary is 100 grand a year and I have a year of sick leave. If I disappear and burn the sick leave, how much money did I make that year? A hundo. Yeah, I made $100,000 in the year. Another bullet point. What's the tax situation on my health insurance while I'm still an employee? I don't pay tax on it. It's deducted. It's a tax deductible payment. Also, what am I contributing into the magical bucket of money? Yeah, I'm still putting into the dang TSP fund. Woohoo! And what do they give me on top of that? 5% match. Give me my money. That's free money. What else am I getting? You know what's ridiculous? What do you accrue while you're out on sick leave? More sick leave. And you get annual leave. You're accruing these things even while you're using them. And then the most fun part of it, where are you when you're burning sick leave? Not at work. Who's this guy? Mr. Not gonna work here no more. So you know that these are a lot of benefits that can benefit you, not the man, by burning your sick leave. Now, what's the reciprocal? Okay, I have $100,000 a year salary, and I have that year of sick leave. I'm not going to burn it. I like to rack up my sick leave, and I'm going to retire with this whole year of leave because they said I'm going to get paid for it. Yeah, yeah, you are. Let's say it's at the 1%. Okay, what's 1% of 100 grand? If you said $1,000, that's correct. That's what you get per year, not month, per year for that extra year of sick leave. How many years at $1,000 a year do you need to live to make the $100,000? If that most basic math didn't come to you very fast, that would be 100 years. So if you plan to retire and then live 100 years after retirement, then you'll get all your money back that you would have received had you burned that amount in 1 year. But our odds are, what's the song? Chances are that you're not, that we're not, not to be a bummer, but we're probably not going to live 100 years after we retire. So probably not going to get the hundo. So the point is, burn, baby, burn to get the value out of your own sick leave that you put there, that you earned, that you accrued, that you showed up for. And again, if it's impossible, sure, it's impossible, but you want to go down fighting, right? You want to go to every possible opportunity to do this because you're still elongating your separation day by burning the leave. So it's actually even more beneficial. And it's crazy. People's like, oh, but I thought I'd get paid for it. Well, let's look at how it really works. Okay. Sick leave is kind of an interesting, semi-controversial conversation. But as you see here, it is just a line item. It's just adding into the total to then be part of the formula for your retirement calculation. So this guy's got 40 years of service. Probably bought some time back if he's first. But he also has 6 months, half a year of leave. So you see line number 140 on the left-hand side in the way. 40 years of service plus 6 months of leave equals 40 years, 7 months because of those extra days on the far end. Now, those 28 days down there in the bottom are going to pay him nothing because under a month, you don't get the credit anyway. So there's another reason to at least burn the 28 days, you see, or to leave without the 28 on the tag end. So yeah, this now 40 years and 7 months is the percentage. So he's going to get 40 point whatever, 6% or something of his high three salary. But check it out. If that 6 months had been burned, it would not be there in that middle line item. It would simply be up top. And now you would have 40 years, 6 months of actual service time to then still have a total of 40 years, 7 months. So the outcome that is the pension, you still get paid for it. You still get the same doggone pension. But during that time period, you received your full salary and you started to simulate retirement earlier while you were still an employee. So I hope you're picking up what I'm putting down in this idea because the value is exponential. It's exponential. And not to get all morbid, but I've seen people where they super healthy. I'm not sick, Raina. There's no way I can burn my leave. And so they go ahead and plan retirement, they have a year, sometimes 2 years of sick leave. I've seen crazy amounts of leave. Retire, and then some shocking, out of nowhere death happens within, say, 2 or 3 months of separation. Had they been burning that leave, remember, I did a video a long time ago, and in that Pennsylvania meeting, we were cracking up again with morbid humor, but the best time to die is while you're in service, because you get extra benefits, automatic survivor benefit, extra life insurance. It's a whole thing. So in these examples, had that person been burning their leave, they would have been able to pass away with a much higher benefit to their family. But here we're 2 months out or 3 months out away. So that's an extreme case. But again, the value speaks for itself, for sure. Now, what you need to know also is that unused sick leave pays you money, but it does not make you eligible. It doesn't count as time served. So that's another reason to burn the leave, my friend, because if you have this year of leave and you have, say, 29 years of service and a year of leave, you can't just retire and be considered 30 years. You have to then burn the leave or keep working or however you're going to go about that to then retire with the full 30 years of service. So again, another reason to go. And there's a zillion ways to understand how it's calculated. Most of y'all will know how your sick leave is accrued. But yeah, we can even stop looking at this. You need to understand the fact that burning leave is ideal in every possible way. There is no bad thing about burning leave unless you're like 20 or 30 and you just got hired. I'm not talking to you, young Padawan. You don't need to be doing that. You 30 years old, earmuffs, because you need to rack up your sick leave for the potential legitimate stuff you have before you're able to retire. I'm talking to the people who are ready to go in the next somewhere between 1 and 5 years. That's a big window, Raina. Yeah, well, if you got 2,000 hours of leave, you're going to need that amount of time to start burning it. You need to start chiseling away, and don't be scared to burn your leave in that scenario. But I was in Douglasville, Georgia, and I had like a 35-year-old manager come up to me after the meeting. And I kept joking with him about how he was a whippersnapper and knee-high to a grasshopper and all these things. And he came up to me after the meeting. He's like, that's great. I'm going to start burning my leave, you know, because it's not worth keeping. And I'm like, listen, son, like you need to not be doing that. You need to encourage your seniors and close to retirees to be burning it and approve their time. But for you, you've got another 20 to go to work. So you're not needing to burn that leave because you may need it for the legitimate stuff. So that whole idea of rack up your leave is true when you're looking in binoculars to your retirement date. But when you're on it and you can see it with the naked eye, you need to start being more aggressive in burning that leave for sure. So I say this because there's no time like the present to start planning. If you're way far out, enjoy your sick leave. Know the fact that you can save it, rack it. Enjoy the fact that you have it as an insurance plan for making money while you're injured or ill or whatever, if that were to happen in the future. But when retirement comes upon you within the next 2, 3, 4, whatever years, you're getting much closer within that 3 to 5 year window, and you've got a big chunk of unused leave, that's when you really want to start chiseling it down and use it to its utmost advantage. FMLA, your own sick leave, your own surgeries, the benign surgeries, get physicals before you retire, of course. And I'll tell you my sick leave joke somebody said to me, and I'll leave you with this. This will be my little sign off today. Somebody says to me after me, he says, man, that's really good stuff. I think I need to burn my sick leave. I think I'm going to go see my optometrist. I said, I'm sorry. You've been having some problems with your vision, with the eyes. You need to update prescription or something. He says, no. I just can't see myself going into work tomorrow. So not copywritten. You can use it There's your sick leave joke for today. If you have a sick leave joke, I'd love to hear it. But until then, burn, baby, burn, unless you're incredibly young and have retirement far, far away from you. But start finding ways, whether it's on behalf of yourself or FMLA, on behalf of your family, get physicals, set up all the appointments, be sure you're 100% good to go before you retire. Looking forward to talk with you soon. Get scheduled. Let's review all your stuff, and we'll talk to you then.
Thanks for listening to Reyna Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Reyna works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Reyna directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.